Hi, everybody. Well, tonight's Friday night, and this is June 20th, 2014, and we have a lot of questions tonight from people who sent in their email, so we'll answer as many as we can. So let's, since we have the end of the week here, let's go ahead and clear some of your traumas, situations. So here we go. Think of something that happened to you during this week, or if not, something that happened to you in your lifetime, and bring it up right now, and I'm going to clear that one particular incident. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And that feels pretty good to me. And we'll do the activation of the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Bring in peace energy into your room. So here we go. Use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is on out there. I'm sure she is. So are you out there, Ann, somewhere?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. Welcome. It is Friday evening, June 20th, and it's Paranormal Friday. So we would love to hear anything that's going on paranormal, although we already have a few things in our emails. And we also wanted to start the discussion of what to do if you've been a healer in this lifetime and how to clear some of that off of you. I'm thinking that might go into tomorrow night's show as well, because we seem to have an awful lot to discuss tonight, Ron. So thank you for clearing us at the beginning there. And I did have something I needed cleared, so I hope if anyone else that did also had their incident cleared for them. And I'm looking forward to the show tonight. I thought maybe we would start with a nice testimonial. We have a couple of testimonials, and then we'll go on to questions. Okay. On a recent trip to visit my extended family, I took the kids and my husband stayed home. My husband very generously offered to run clearings for the three of us while we were away, so I would call or text him with updates of what we needed. It was a great chance to experience how effective the clearings are. For one example of many examples, my nephew came down with strep the day after we arrived. 2 days later, I woke up with a sore throat and an achy body. I asked my husband to timeline crash getting strep. Later that afternoon, I suddenly realized I had no pain and felt great. The sickness was entirely gone out of my system. I had the same experience with starting to get a headache and then knowing when the clearing kicked in because the pain dispelled like clouds parting. During the entire time we were away, my husband ran a timeline crash for having problems on the trip. The trip was a complete success, harmonious and smooth. Tons of history of discord within the extended family literally dissolved and was replaced with peace, energy, and kindness. It was miraculous. Thank you. Isn't that nice? Oh, Ron, we can't hear you.
Oops, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's okay. Great.
Yeah, go ahead, Ann. That's really nice.
Yes. Thank you so much, listener. We really appreciate that. And I forgot to just say at the beginning of the show, in case you're a new listener, Ron has a website full of wonderful healings. It's creationlightship.com. And also, I am reading from emails that were sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you'd like to send any in during the show, I have that opened right now, and you can also comment on the fast chat. Okay, here's another testimonial. Hi, Ron. I just wanted to say the alien all-parallel lifetime removal clearing is working. I don't have dreams anymore when I sleep. Today I told a lady I was quitting smoking cigarettes, and she said she would keep me in her prayers. Shouldn't have spoken up. Can we have a sample clearing for this?
Yeah.
That's probably happened to everybody, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So this would be under, in case you're new, the dark side practitioner. So the reason why we call somebody a dark side practitioner is because they're sending you energy. Remember, the only energy that you need is from your spirit, source energy from within. So anything else that's coming to you is not going to resonate with you and can actually cause you harm and get you hooked up to whoever they believe they're praying to connect you to this energy. Or just being connected in general, even if they don't know who it is, but they think it's somebody else. So here we go, dark side practitioner clearing, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this will work for everybody. So if you feel a little better, like you're less slimed, maybe we'll do it one more time. So I want everybody just to think of somebody who maybe said, oh, God bless you, or something like that, or I'll keep you in my prayers for you. Anything that they say, I'll hold you in that sacred space or whatever, you know, whatever it is that they are choosing to connect you to, this will help you. So here we go. One more time for everybody. So releasing this energy that you don't need and don't want and can harm you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there you go. That should make you all feel a little better. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I was going to share when we brought up if you've been a healer, that I knew someone that used to say to me and everybody she met, you'll forever be in my prayer circle. And now I know how awful that is. But I do find that you're better off not making too much of a thing of it with people because they get very hurt, and you can only hope that, you know, it doesn't do too much damage and you just disconnect yourself from the people that say those kinds of things. Okay. So, well, that last testimonial got us right into the dark side, or paranormal, I should say, activities. So this email, Ron, is from someone who is a longtime listener, and he's done a lot of healings already. Not a lot, but he's done, you know, a lot of clearings, and has shared things like this with us before. And he, unfortunately, a few days ago had another visitor when he was sleeping. He felt something pull the sheet over his shoulder. I don't want to read the whole thing because it's very, very disturbing. He did boldly yell, "What do you think you're doing, you son of a bitch?" But then when he grabbed at whatever he felt like two very long fingers were trying to grab him. When he woke up, he did a timeline crash and corded it into the sun and then did a space clearing for the alien life forms. And his question is that thing gone?
If it's not, I'm looking here. Pretty much so. That one is gone, looks like to me. But okay. You could have relatives, okay? But anyway, I'll see what I can do to help you out. So
okay. And I can share the name with you after the show,
sure.
Ron, if you'd like
that. Sounds great.
And then the man said, you know, is there anything else I should do? This world is too dark for me. And I guess we all feel that way sometimes. And I guess, in a way, this listener is blessed that he sees and feels things because he can be quick to clear them. But unfortunately, it's probably happening to a lot of us, right, Ron?
Yeah, you don't always know what you don't know and what can, you know, connect to you, attach to you.
Right.
You know, you could have a vision. You might wake up. I hear things going thump in the night around you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where are they coming from? So it's all stuff that would be under the paranormal situation or influence, but the bottom line is they shouldn't be doing that. And that's what we call the Utes, which are the unwanted universal travelers, or just basically aliens. So They shouldn't be here interfering with your life, period.
Right.
So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I hope everything's okay with that gentleman. Okay. Here's something that may happen to, you know, several of us due to the time of year that it is. Hi, Ron. I was invited to a summer solstice gathering on Saturday, so I feel connected. I also feel a large vortex on the land. Needless to say, I am not going. This is also a longtime listener, Ron, and someone who's done her healings. But I did tell him about Creation Lightship and unwanted universal travelers using vortexes. I have been running timeline crashes on this land. Will a space clearing help? My question is this over my head? He is close to Trout Lake and Lake Superior, is not far off. I avoid these places now from last year's conversation on them. So I guess perhaps you have mentioned before that that area has some vortexes, Ron. So the real question is, should this listener do a space clearing in that area?
Well, what I would do, if you were there last year or any other times, remember, you could still be lost in space. So you could have been abducted, and you could still be abducted from, you know, your previous journeys there. So I would do a space-time crash and bring yourself back. Remember, you might, you know, I want to say a regular person might think, oh, I better go to this. I had a lot of fun last year and the year before. Well, they might be thinking it's fun, and it could be a lot of fun, but possibly you're going there to do a spirit soul retrieval on yourself because you're looking for the parts of you that got abducted in these vortexes or whatever it be, Stargate vortexes, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, a gateway to the Beyondo. So you may want, you may be going there only because you want to find part of yourself that, you know, you lost. So from that standpoint, I would do the space-time crashes on it to get it to get yourself back here. So back to you.
Okay. So a space-time crash, if you went to an event like that with a group and there were vortexes and all that, but she shouldn't go there, right? She shouldn't go near it this year, right?
I can't say I would not go to it.
Right.
Because you don't know what is there and where it's going to take you, and who's going to come through it, you know? If you notice, most of the alien movies that you're seeing on, you know, in the movie theaters or DVDs, a lot of them do show some type of opening or a rip in time, you know, where these things come through. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they're there. They all of a sudden materialize instantly from out of nowhere. Well, that's kind of what could be there. And the people maybe are enforcing it because they can sense the energy of one being there. Or maybe they brought one into their land. So you don't always know what you don't know. That's what I'm saying. So I would not go to it to try to see what's there because, you know, you don't always know what's there. And you could be hooked up and not have any physical problems until years later. So that's why I said if you went to it before, do a space-time crash. That'd be your best bet to pull yourself back from the timelines when you were there and from the past. Maybe even do some timeline crashing for last year or whenever you've been there to help yourself get off of those timelines. So that's what I would do.
Great. Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Tomorrow, as it's the solstice, the date of the solstice, we can maybe do some clearing on that. And is the Earth spirit prepared to protect itself tomorrow? Do you think it knows that humans are going to be doing all of this kind of calling in beings from other planets and stuff without meaning to?
Well, the Earth spirit's in non-judgment. So it's not going to necessarily judge anything that's happening. That's the whole problem here is that the humans are what's causing the situations here on the planet because they're doing these goofy things. So that's the whole thing. But the Earth spirit is not in judgment of what the humans do, even though the people are destroying, you know, or have destroyed the planet here because of bringing in these energies. And you have to look at, you know, humans came in here at some point, and different races, and all of a sudden they formed a little community, and all of a sudden another race of aliens are here, and they may look a little different as far as different races, different cultures, and they decide to have wars against each other. And, you know, that is not something that the Earth Spirit would do if it had control of its creation, but it doesn't. And so and the alien races do. So that's why we have wars going on, because alien races want to fight each other. But the Earth Spirit can't really do anything about it. All it can do is, at some point, pick up the pieces and, you know, make itself whole if it can, after the humans destroy parts of it. So that's kind of the skinny on that one. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you very much. Okay, another question here. If you think someone has done the dark side ascension, is it possible that their emotional body can come into you? That's the first part of the question.
Well, any emotional body could jump into you, and that would be called an entity. And so, yeah, you know, everybody picks up entities. You could pick up one just by going to the grocery store or walking in front of a place that maybe sells cigarettes or sells liquor or whatever, you know, where there's a high concentration of some type of addiction. And, you know, food is an addiction, basically, too. So, you know, you could be in there and in a grocery store, for instance, and maybe you never thought of eating maybe spaghetti with pasta or something, and this entity hops into you, and all of a sudden it switches you over to, you know, spaghetti with pasta or something, you know. So you have to look at it as these things come into people because they need to get your energy and they want to experience that experience. So, you know, and everybody's had this experience, you know, where you're doing something and you go by some place or something and you got to buy that because you get the thought in your head that I want to have this, even if you can't afford it. Or maybe it takes you know, it's $19, and you only have $20 on you for the week, you know, and you go, geez, I need to get this, you know. And then after you eat it or whatever, you go, geez, what did I do? You know, I'm going to live on a dollar for 5 days, you know. And then that's real common. And it gets to be, you know, really sad when people are more open to that stuff and, they're, you know, their eyes are glossed over. They've done too much spiritual practices of different types, and they're not in their body enough to ward off these things. So all of a sudden, they're walking, entity hotel. So, and a lot of people are like that. And then, how do you have a conversation with them when you see their eyes are all glossed over? Who's home, and what are they doing? You know, and that's the whole thing. You want to become more conscious of who you are, and you want to have nice, bright eyes. And if you don't, then you know that you've been overtaken. You're possessed. That's the bottom line. You know, I don't want to scare anybody if you're looking in the mirror and you go, well, I don't see anything there. Well, you're possessed. You need to get your spirit back to you. If it can't be found, okay? Some people's spirits are walking alongside of them, you know, or in front of them. And some are just taken out to the dark side universes, may not ever return here. So the whole thing is your choice, you know. And, you know, it's kind of hard to say, but you're responsible for your physical body temple, okay? And your physical body temple is there, and your spirit, is in your body. And if you choose to do things to kick your spirit out of your body, then that's your choice. Can you get it back again? Can you start over again? No. You may not ever get your parts of your spirit. So that's the whole thing is, you know, and normally you don't get this information like I'm telling you right now until you're older or it's too late. And, you know, I can't really do anything about that. So, you know, we can do spirit retrievals and different things which could possibly bring your spirit back. But if the dark side took it to the dark side universe, and the light does not go into dark side universes because it's never created it. So at that point, this is the situations. So this is all your choice. So you have free will, free choice to choose darkness. And the light's not going to tell you not to do that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And there's a little bit more of the question. Apparently, this person is dealing with someone who must be very emotional. So she's also asking, can you do a decrease emotional body clearing for them or the be here now? And will it help return to that cloned person? Or should she just stay away from this person?
Well, the be here now can help somebody come back into their body, you know, if your spirit's just outside of you floating around. So is the person trying to help someone else?
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Well, yeah, you could do that clearing, and it could help. You know, like I said, where is their spirit? Does the dark side have and living off the energy somewhere? You may not ever find it. So, like I said, it's up to the person to not to do these things to get themselves trapped into darkness. So, remember, the teachings of Jesus is very simple. You know, go within. And that's really all that you need to know. Don't put your energy into something outside of yourself, you know, because then you become, you know, prey to what you're praying to. Remember, when you pray to something, if you just look at anybody who goes to church or whatever they're doing, they're asking some alien god for a favor. And it may not, you know, it's not necessarily going to be Jesus. You may think it could be, but, you know, it could be anything that you're praying to. And so you're becoming prey yourself, and you know, right away, Jesus said, you know, kingdom is within. So that's where you should be looking. And you don't want to become prey. And once you become prey, then it may be hard to back yourself out of, you know, that situation of what you're in. Or they may bring more, you know, physical stuff to you to enforce you becoming, you know, better prey for them. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Such helpful information. Thanks so much. We have a question from a listener. I need the mental body clearing. Well, she's asking, what is it called? And it's called the mental body clearing. So I was wondering, Ron, if you could just speak about the mental body clearing, because I know you feel it's important, and then perhaps you could give us a sample of that.
Yeah, the mental body clearing, I don't normally talk about that much. That's what I really started off with doing, the emotional and the mental. The emotional body clearing, which is whole life, a whole lifetime clearing, takes away the energy of, like, maybe mind fog, programs, balances the left and right brain, and it kind of gets you out of the mindset of maybe negative thinking, because it puts light into those energies and gets rid of some of the controlling situations in your life that you might be dealing with. So it's very, very important. What I'll do for everybody is clear your birthday at the age of 6. Remember, when you do the whole lifetime clearing, it takes about 20 seconds a year to clear online. But I'll do your birthday at the age of 6, and I'll do the mental clearing on it. So here we go. Mental clearing. I'll count to 5 to release the energy. Remember, your past is still with you, even though you may not remember it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So what I could tell you or ask you is, what were you thinking on your birthday? You may not even have a clue, but this will tend to balance it out for you. And now we'll do your birthday at the age of 12. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do your birthday at 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll go up to 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's what the mental clearing can do for you. A lot of people feel a lot less energies of anxiety. You know, normally your mind races a lot, and the mental body clearing can help to bring you a lot more peace to get you out of those programs. I can't say it'll get rid of all the programs, because there are so many of them that we're attached to, but it does help. And it gives you more peace, because you were thinking a lot, and the thoughts can bring you into situations that you really don't want to belong or be into. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. There's just one more thing here that's kind of in the subject of paranormal. Does the dark side, this is on the fast chat, does the dark side mind control clearing work on someone who has done the dark side ascension or is cloned now?
Okay, so I guess there's two questions there. So the dark side ascension. So I guess what they're talking about is that some organization or some spiritual teacher or whatever set them up to do an ascension process, and they got hooked up to the darkness, and they think that they ascended. So that's what I'm assuming you're talking about. So could any of the clearings on the website help the person out? Yes, they could, but they could have been taken. And is the same person here that you knew before they did that, okay? So if they're not here, then that's probably a clone replica of them. Is that going to help the clone replica to get rid of the darkness from them? And that I really can't say yes or no to, because clones run on programs. And so the program may not actually connect to the program to put light into them. We do have clearings, a lot of the free clearings, you know, can help out even a clone, but they may not relate to anything of light. Even though, you know, clones normally, typically they're more peaceful beings now. They live on a program. They don't have much going on in their lives except to be happy, in a sense, because they're smiling a lot, or they think they're happy, but they don't have anything that's going to be in a lot of judgment, because the programs are not allowing that. We humans have tons of judgment. So the clone does not have the DNA, we'll say, that we have that's activated and running our lives. And so I can't really say that it's not going to help them. It may not be, you know, a really big benefit, but, you know, why not? You know, give it a try. So back to you, Ann.
Well, I would say, too, that, you know, if you have someone around you that you think is a clone, that you could have the dark side practitioner running for yourself and then put that person's name in it to have that person away from you.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, okay. All right, so I was wondering now if we could switch over into discussing what we plan to, we mentioned we talked about last week, and that is if you've been a healer in the past. It's possible we have healers listening on the show tonight. So that means you're doing something you think is spiritual and or touching people or, you know, altering people in some way, maybe with your hands or your mind. And I think a lot of people listening have done that, including myself in the past. And I was wondering if you want to maybe first talk. I have a big list here of possible clearings that we could do or that people can do, and but maybe you can just kick us off, Ron. Maybe talk about the first clearing that you think of for people.
Yeah, well, basically what we have out there in our languaging now may not have been here 50 years ago, but we have the word which is used a lot, which is light workers. And so all of a sudden, somebody uses the term light worker, and you go, wow, that must be me. Light worker sounds wonderful. Well, you're using the light of the darkness, because source energy is connected to you through your spirit, and you can't bring it into you because it's external. And so the light never comes to you. All that you have is what's with you. So people who are light workers are under the pretense and illusion that they're tapping into this wonderful source light energy, and from there it gives them everything, and they can do healings and everything else for people because they're now a light worker. They bought that system, and they put the light worker hat on, and they can do anything because now they're a light worker. Before, they were just a regular Joe Schmo. And now they got this book and they read about light workers, and now they go, oh, that must be me. I want to do that. It's like having a new vocation. So I can do that. And so automatically, when you get into that premise of being a light worker, are you really bringing light into you? No, you're bringing in the light of the darkness. So the light of the darkness, what is probably the most popular healing modality out there right now, which is Reiki. So this kind of pushes people buttons. I've only had a few people leave my lectures when I talked about this. But, you know, when you do Reiki, what are you using? You're using mind energy. So when you hear me talking, there's mind energy, which is outside of yourself, connected to you in thoughts, and mass consciousness. And then you have the energy of, and that's also collective consciousness, the hundredth monkey syndrome. And that all works, but it's not source energy. So when you connect yourself into that, you're now hooking yourself up into symbols and into a mindset that somebody passed on to someone else, which was basically Dr. Usui. He's the one who, you know, is the Reiki master, we'll call it. And then you have the energies of what she was using, telling people how to use symbols. So he received symbols to use for healing. Do those symbols work? Well, of course they work. Everything works. What are you hooked up to after you use a symbol? And are you running the energy as a healer through your body with that symbol? And what is it? You know, there's a name for each particular, symbol. But what does it really mean? And how is it being hooked up? So it's like the keywords that we talk about. You don't want to have any keywords connected to you. Those are all alien energies trying to connect to you because you have a keyword. Your name is a keyword. So you want to get away from being hooked up to something outside of yourself you know nothing about. So with the Reiki stuff, does it heal? Yeah, of course. The darkness can heal. Remember, light is in non-judgment, and it heals also, and so does darkness. Just that light does not contaminate you or give you anything, to hang on to. As far as the healing, when light heals you, you don't have any aha, and you're really giggling and you're laughing or you're crying because of your situation. No, it's done. And there's no remembrance of your situation because you're healed of it. Where with the other type of healings, like you go to a church or something, and people lay hands on you or pray over you, all of a sudden you're going to become emotional, or most people are, and that's because the body now is being treated with these alien energies, and you're feeling the energies going through your body, and it's giving you some type of emotional aha. And, you know, that could be anything. But the light doesn't work that way. The light does not have emotions. So the light works instantly, and it takes the stuff away from you, and it's gone. So what do you do when you hook up somebody to a Reiki symbol as a practitioner? What kind of harm are you causing them? That's up to you to decide. I can't say it's going to cause harm or not, but you are hooking somebody up, because then you're a dark side practitioner using mind energy. That's what Reiki is mind energy, or chanting or anything else. So you got to be careful what you're doing and how many people have you harmed. And I'm sure that people now wanting to get off the BBS site now because there is a pushing their buttons, but that's what you did. What did you do to these poor people? How do you help them afterwards? Well, can you find their spirit if it got stolen? Maybe not. Can the light find it? Maybe not either. So, remember, curiosity killed the cat. You have to look at what you've done because you bought into the wrong system. You didn't listen to the teachings of Jesus to go within, and that's basically all that it is. So the whole process is, when you're doing anything, and you're touching people, when you physically touch them, you're taking on the energy that they have in their body, and it's being transferred to you. Can you get rid of that? Well, people say, oh, you shake your hands, you wash your hands off, you jump up and down 20 times and do a couple of circles left and right and do a couple of chants, and it's away from you. No, that's not the case. Once your body gets activated, because everything that you're dealing with is from the past, and this past activation activate your DNA, and you will eventually at some point have this situation happening to you in your life, if you live long enough. Now, if not, whatever gets you at the end will be because you worked on somebody because they had that situation.
So there's a lot that goes on, and what do you do to get out of it? Just stop. You know, been there, done that. I don't want to do it any longer. Maybe you're out there listening, and you wrote the 10 books on doing healings, and you're making all kinds of money on it. Well, what's your responsibility to people now that you know that you're harming them? So, and it's really hard for me to talk about this because there are people out there who do wonderful work, and they're nice people, but they're touching people, and they're getting contaminated themselves. And, you know, most people who are younger, that's why, you know, like, say, in the military, that's why they take people who are typically out of high school, right? Because they don't have that that fear instinct yet. They think they're going to live forever. As you get older, you know, and you have the choice of being killed because you're trying to kill somebody, law of cause and effect, you know, would you do that? You're probably going to say, no, I don't think I want to do that right now. You know, but anyway, I won't get into that. But as you get older, you get a little more wisdom. And so you may start to realize, yeah, I don't want to do this any longer. And is that energy that you've taken on in the past going to harm you? Well, it could. You know, it depends how much is activated in you and what's your issue. I had a person that I worked with just one time. I think I may have mentioned this, but I saw him at a conference in, let me think here. It was in Phoenix. And somehow he had a near-death experience. He was a motorcycle person, say a biker, just to use that, you know, as a terminology here. And I guess he didn't have a really good life. And he had a near-death experience, and he changed his personality. And all of a sudden, he had the gift to heal cancer. And he somehow got hooked up through doing this for people. The doctors at the Mayo Clinic would have him come in to heal people. Now, I don't know how they did that because it would be probably against their protocol. But anyway, that's what he had referrals from them somehow. Well, he had a foot condition, and his foot was in pretty bad shape. And I guess they're going to amputate it. And that's what I heard, you know, after, you know, seeing him at the expo. I think about 2 years later, he died. So right away you go, gee, he's curing cancer in people. But yet he died probably because of something with his foot. And so if he's using this energy, which is so wonderful and great, why did he, you know, have a condition where they killed him? Wouldn't the divine energy, if he's using the divine, which people talk about when you have a near-death experience, you see, we'll say, God or Jesus or whatever, why does that energy protect him? It's because the darkness doesn't care. It'll kill the ground crew. So he was helping people, but he, you know, actually died, and people go, well, why did he die? So I say, if you're doing healings, you will more than likely probably die between the age of 40 and 50. And look at the people around you that you have heard about. I see them at expos. All of a sudden, they're 1 week, and or one expo or a couple of years, and they're gone. And you know that they're doing some kind of spiritual practice, and they're taken out. And you go, well, that's a great person. What happened to him or what happened to her? And you find out, well, yeah, you know, he or she is no longer living. So that's the whole process. How do you clear the energy off you? It's very hard to. You can do a shrink wrap before you go into doing clearings or healings on people if you have to do that. If you're a massage practitioner, you could probably do the shrink wrap. You may want to do something to where you're not physically touching their body. So if you physically touch their body, the aliens will jump in. Remember, we do 8-hour calls to get rid of these alien life forms out of you. So they will jump into you. And then that's another whole process. So you want to get these things so they're not going to be jumping into you, even though somebody has a hurt muscle, a sore back or something, and you're working on it, and it's fatigued or sore, and you're trying to take away knots out of them, and which you could probably do very successfully. But if you're using your hands, that energy will come into you, and even though you may not know about it, and then you're going to get that. Plus, you can begin in the alien life form. So I think most people are talking about, what do I do if I'm a massage practitioner? And that might be your only income. Maybe you're very, very good at what you do. But the bottom line is, what's going to happen to you in 10 years from now? You know, are you going to say, oh, I did that and I got rid of all the energy? No, it's still with you. And that's a sad thing, and that's hard for me to talk about, because right away I'm going completely against the grain of everybody who's out there doing these things. And they don't know what they don't know. That's the whole process. And so that's it. I'm just telling you the facts as I see it and watch the energies in people. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much for that information. And before we move on too much from Reiki, I just wanted to share with everyone that you have, and you have so many healings, Ron, you may not even remember, but you actually have a whole life signs and symbols clearing. So who knows, maybe a lot of us need to do that, because I happen to know several Reiki people, or I used to know, and they would do Reiki on people all the time, whether the person asked for it or even knew about it. Like, they sort of arrogantly thought, oh, I'll help this person, and they would just put Reiki energy into people like that didn't even know they were doing it. That's kind of scary. And I was wondering if perhaps you could give a sample to everyone listening. If we were to think of one symbol that perhaps,
sure,
you know, like,
okay,
it could even be a cross or the Jewish star or something that was, or the Ankh or whatever in your life. And could we think of one thing and you clear that for us?
Yeah, I can do that. So just think of your one of your symbols that you're connected to, because you are connected to it if you think about it. Okay, that's the whole thing. If you think about it, it's got you. Okay? You can say, well, it's only got me a little bit. I can think about it one time. Well, one time could be enough. You know, if you've seen it a lot, then it may be even more highly connected to you, and the charge should be, you know, intense. So here we go. We'll clear that one particular symbol off of you that's connecting you to something through that symbol into the beyond, or into the underground here on this planet. So here we go. You don't know what's under the ground that you're living on here. You normally think aliens are out there in space and some UFO, which is true. But they're also underground here also. Here we go. Release that symbol from you that you're thinking about when you think about it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just think about it now and see how you're feeling about that symbol. You feel lighter, okay? And now what I'll do is release it one more time so you don't have to think about it. So this is just your test right now. We'll release the symbol so you don't get contaminated again, to invalidate the healing that is did for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I have another question. If it's a symbol, and I won't say what it is again, but it's one that you see a lot on the top of buildings and sometimes planted up on hills and lit up. So if you live in a city like I do and you're driving around, they're everywhere. And I'm wondering, you know, I feel like I've neutralized my reaction to that. If I cleared and I almost feel like I hardly notice them anymore. So does that mean they're not affecting me anymore, or do I still need to clear that?
Well, if you don't look at it or get drawn to see it, okay? So what typically would happen is that all of a sudden you're going to be seeing this symbol, and now you're seeing it all the time. Something that you're connected to it. So like what you're saying, you probably saw it all the time, and now, you know, like it's there, but you're not really noticing it. So you probably have the energy cleared off of you, so you're not being connected, corded, or having the energy of it, you know, drain you or steal part of your spirit, soul, you know, et cetera. So I would say if you have a history of seeing it and being tuned into it and now you're not, that means that you probably got maybe most of it released from you.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Because I, you know, I lived right near a place for a while, had that, and it used to disturb me. And I thought, well, that's worse. If I'm even disturbed by it, then I'm still thinking about it. So I tried to work to just become neutral when
right,
I went by that place.
That's great. Yeah, the energy you need just to have go through your body or it doesn't catch on to a judgment or stick to you. It only sticks to you and enter you if you have a judgment on it. And that's just the way to look at life, you know. What's,
right.
What you're drawn to is because you have a judgment and your body's attempting to heal that, and your body will kill itself to get well, so you'll be drawing lots of that to you. And that's also, you know, included as, like, accidents that you could be having, becoming accident-prone or whatever, because your body needs to get rid of the blocked energy. And your body, like I said, will kill itself to get well. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Before we go on, and as I suspected, we can go on with this tomorrow, on tomorrow night's show, too. We have a couple of comments on the fast chat. Thank you for those sample clearings, Ron. Instant peace. don't hold back, Ron. I need this. So I guess I'm sure she's referring to you, what you're saying about healers, because you were kind of saying, you know, you upset people. So she's saying, just have at it. and that same listener said, I'm in the process of changing careers, finally putting me first. Someone else said, the lady who wrote the books I study died of cancer. And that's a similar thing happened to me, that somebody, a book I read, somebody, he was openly said he was working with the ETs, and he was dead in, I think, 5 years. Okay. So we talked a lot tonight about the Dark Arts Practitioner Clearing, which is a wonderful one. It's a whole life clearing. And then we, excuse me, we talked about a lot of different things tonight that I feel can be put into the Dark Arts Practitioner Clearing, like prayer circles.
And, yes,
pardon?
And it even puts your own name in there. It's not going to hurt you. All it's going to do is bring light to the person. It'll tend to take away those energies. So if you've been doing this, you know, or whatever, put your name in it to see how you feel afterwards. The light doesn't come along and hit you over the head with a 4x4 and say, oh, you're a bad person. It'll just help to clear you out. And that's the whole process why we have so many clearings. You don't need all of them on the website. It would be nice if everybody had everyone because you may need, you know, or you know, it could help you. But basically, you know, for most people, you know, you might have anger and fear and trauma and maybe empathic, you know. There's just clearings that everybody seems to be dealing with, and that's what you probably want to focus on. And then we have other ones too. But, you know, the main thing is, where are you? And, you know, are you a fearful person? Does somebody, you know, mention a word to you and you, like, freeze? And you go, uh-oh, you know? You know, do you just think of if I use the word death? How do you feel about death? Does your stomach twist? Well, then you got a death issue. You know, do a clearing on that to get it away from you. And that's probably part of your emotional stuff. So you want to get rid of the emotions first, because that'll get rid of most of your stuff that you're dealing with. Then see where you are and reevaluate your life. But the whole thing is it gives you a chance to be reborn again of source energy, of your spirit, because your spirit cannot come into you. It could be walking outside of you, and it can't come into you because you thought of something, and you actually pushed it out of your body. So you actually betrayed your spirit. So do the clearings to get your spirit back into you. So that's the whole process. You know, you want to become, you know, more of who you are, and that's basically it. So I guess back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I just thought I'd make some suggestions for people that are listening, that they have the Dark Arts Practitioner Clearing, to put in, I said, prayer circles or anybody praying for you, organizations, schools, gurus, workshops, trainings, initiations, and any kind of organization or any kind of vow you might have made and all that. And if you're listening, Ron, and I just, you know, like your input on this, let's say you're fairly new to doing the healings, you know, and you're doing so far just the free healings or the emotional body healing, it would be good to put these situations that we've been discussing tonight into those as well, right?
Yeah. There's an entry box in there. Yeah, that could help you. We do have the special clearing on if we don't have a particular situation that, you know, you may have a unique one. And that unique one is normally for, you know, the special clearing. Otherwise, I'd be putting probably another 50 clearings on
right.
the website, and I just
right.
choose not to do that, you know.
Right.
So that's
right.
what the special clearing is for.
Right.
But, you know, if you're having a health situation, then do the body jump start. It's a wonderful session, you know, series of clearings. It had a really reduced rate to get in there so you can help yourself out. So the whole thing is, where are you and what do you choose to do? And, you know, do you want to have more light with you, more of your spirits? If you do, then the clearings will help you. And, you know, we're not using mind energy. And almost all the other practitioners are using mind energy to bring in, just like we talked about, December 21st, and now we have, you know, June 21st of the solstice, you know, the longest day and the shortest day and whatever else went with it. And who knows what's attached to the solstice energy, you know? You just hear about it now. Maybe this is the first time you heard about it. Oh, it's the longest day? Wow, and I've kind of heard about that word. Well, where did it originate from? And what kind of energies did they bring in that's connecting people to it? You may not realize that it could go very, very deep. And remember, the alien races are here to attach to you to take away your energies. So it gets to be very complicated. Like I said, curiosity killed the cat. And you may not feel any problems right now as you're doing something, but eventually, you know, it can actually harm you. And, you know, just get back to simplicity. You know, the teachings of Jesus, don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. And then he said, you want to become, you know, like a baby, like childlike, you know, innocent. And that's because you get out of mind energy. Out of mind energy like a baby, then you don't have all the stuff being attached to you. It's a very, very simple teaching. And although people look at it and change it to whatever else they believe it meant and what he said, just get the main foundations of it. That's it. You want to become childlike, which means that you're not going to be attached to situations. And that's the whole thing, as you are once you start learning about mind energy, how to live here, unfortunately. And then you spend your whole life trying to get out of the mess that you got yourself into, and you probably will not live long enough for most people to do that. And you're only dying because, if you are dying, you're only dying because you have lost energy, which you had out through your whole life. So you brought it kind of upon yourself. Maybe kind of harsh words there, but that's the whole thing. You got all these things triggering in you, just like I say, why not, you know, not to be a healer, because you're going to be attaching yourself to all this stuff. And just look at all the healers out there, and, you know, they may be doing wonderful work, you know, hooking people up to darkness. They don't know about that, and the people may get healings. But what's going to happen to them as they start working with, say, 1,000 people? They're not going to be here very long. Believe me. So, back to you, Ann. And I guess
okay.
We're still coming to a close here.
We are. I want to read one more comment, Ron, and then before I went, just say tomorrow night at 7 p.m., there's another show on BBS Radio where we'll get to go to Creation Lightship for some physical healing. So be sure and join us, and we'll continue this discussion because I have a lot more ideas of healings for people if you've done healing work on others. And just one more comment. Prolonged my life so far. Healings are wonderful jumpstart. So thank you, listener. She's just reiterating what you said, Ron, about what a wonderful healing that is. And I'm happy to hear that this person is having, feeling the effects of doing the healings.
Yeah, and what I would say is even if you did a lot of healings on yourself or through other people, the healings very possibly took away some of your stuff, which is good, okay? So what we have on the website, which is included in that one special clearing, you know, the body jumpstart, but what's on there before we integrated it into this massive healing list of different, healings, as a healing bundle, we have the magnetic twisted body clearing. And that one is used to realign your energetic bodies that you have
with your spirit so that you can have a clearing. So if you have worked with somebody else and you go, wow, you know, maybe I can get more out of that clearing or healing, well, it's very possibly you could. And that clearing could help you, the magnetic twisted body clearing. But I would do the body jump start. I think it's like $50 more, and you get all the other clearings with it. But that clearing is designed to energize and to take your 108 bodies and realign them so your spirit can help you in the clearing. So that's kind of like a plus if you wanted to do that. Also, we have the set sync sequence timing body, which realigns your spirit with you for each day of your life from conception. And that's a good clearing, too. But anyway, I'll let you go. Blessings, everybody. And we'll see you later. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Bye.